7:40, a Thursday morning team show. WSGW and you, as you're on 100.5 and 790, maybe through Siri or Alexa, maybe listening on WSGW.com. However you're listening, we appreciate you listening to the morning team. We appreciate you always listening to the Saginaw Spirit hockey team, because on Thursday mornings, we make sure you're aware of what's happening with our Spirit, your broadcast home, of course, for Spirit Hockey, 100.5 specifically, as well as online at WSGW.com. We have a conversation this morning that's going to involve a couple of Spirit guests, one of very special guests that will need a special introduction, which we'll do for you coming up in a moment. But first of all, let's have a little opening conversation with a longtime gentleman with a Spirit who now goes by the moniker of president and managing partner. That would be you, Krez Goslin, affectionately we refer to you, of course, as Goose. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And in just a moment, we'll have Goose do the introduction of our special guest in studio. But real quick, Goose, just for Spirit fans, you know, since we last had a Spirit conversation, Spirit played a couple of games. You know, Spirit were coming off that tough game last Wednesday in Flint. It was tough. You know, Flint just, you know, Flint had control and beat the Spirit. But, boy, your youngsters, as we know the Spirit, a young team, bounced back over the weekend and won both games against Mississauga on Saturday, Oshawa on Sunday, both one-goal games. Saturday was the overtime game. So you got to be liking the way that the youngsters bounced back even after that tough Flint game.
Well, we did have a tough game against Flint. I'll tell you that Flint, remember, was a good team. They may be the best team in the league this year, and they're a veteran team. We're maybe the youngest team in the league. So we did bounce back and get two really good Eastern Conference teams against Mississauga and Oshawa. This team is so talented, and we're real young. So the great thing about that is our fans get to watch these kids develop for the next two and three seasons, especially Michael Misa. I mean, this kid is incredible. And then this week, Charlie, we had a very rare accomplishment happen. We had two awards, the OHL Defenseman of the Month, Pavel Minchkatov, who's Anaheim's first-round draft pick. He was named OHL Defenseman of the Month, and Michael Misa was named OHL Rookie of the Month. That's a rare accomplishment to get two players off the same team to get these awards. So we're proud of the guys. We've had a real difficult schedule this during the month of October, and certainly we're looking forward to November, where we think things will lighten up a bit.
And how fun was it last Saturday night when you had the Misa brothers, because his brother Luke, playing for Mississauga, had a chance to get together on the ice and actually do not just the ceremonial face-off, but actually the opening face-off. I think fans enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it just kind of shows you that the OHL is not just about hockey, but it's also about family. It's about development. And when you see these two young men that are both heading to the NHL, taking the face-off here in Saginaw, it was pretty special for our fans. And great things to come from Misa and from this entire group of Saginaw Spirit players. We're immensely talented. This is the entire 21 seasons, Charlie. This is the most talented team we've ever had. We're just really young, and you're going to see that kind of thing like we did against Flint last Wednesday. Then you're going to see us come back and play a game where you say, well, that team's heading for the Memorial Cup. And, you know, it's kind of the up and downs of this team, but we've got great coaching staff with Chris Lazary and his staff, and by the end of the season, I think you'll see this team hitting on all cylinders.
Well, as much as we enjoy seeing the team as we can all the time at the Dow Event Center, and for Spirit fans who go on the road, of course, we also know that we can hear what the team is doing, as WSGW is your broadcast home. And your broadcast home now, Goose, let's have you do the official introduction, because, you know, last week we were talking about how our broadcast friend that had been with the Spirit for many years, Joey Botano, has moved down from the Spirit organization. That means you had to bring somebody new in, and he actually sits in our studio, Goose Goslin. Who do we have now with you and your brand-new Spirit organization member?
Well, and before I do that, I would like to wish Joey Botano well. He did a terrific job for the Saginaw Spirit, seven seasons here, and he'll always be part of the Spirit family. And we're a development league, and we develop players on the ice and professionals off the ice, and Joey's moving on to professional hockey, and we're very happy for Joey. With that, we had, Charlie, we had dozens of qualified candidates that applied for this job. We had over 40 applicants, by the way, that applied for the job. And Dylan Clark stood out by far as the perfect fit for the Saginaw Spirit. This job is not just broadcasting, Charlie. It's also, there's multiple facets to it. There's TV live stream broadcast. It's coordinating the media interaction between the players and the staff, and game recaps, public speaking engagements, interviews that they have to do, arranging interviews with the hockey club on and off the ice. multiple facets, corporate sales facilitation, a number of things. But and at the end of the day, Dylan Clark certainly stood out as the top candidate, and I think our fans will quickly realize why we hired Dylan Clark. So with that, I'll introduce you to our new play-by-play broadcaster, Dylan Clark. Dylan, we're glad to have you here at Saginaw.
Hey, Craig, thanks so much for the kind words. I can't tell you how excited I am to be here.
And we are certainly pleased that you actually came in studio to be with us this morning, too.
Well, of course.
Because this is actually, you just officially started, what was it, Craig? He took over the 1st, and this is November 3rd, so welcome to Spirit Hockey real quick. A little background, Dylan. Where does Dylan Clark come from?
Oh, so I grew up in Pittsburgh, and then I went to University of South Carolina for 4 years.
A Gamecock, huh?
Studied broadcast journalism there, and I ended up, I was the play-by-play voice of the club hockey team there. And then just last season, I started in pro hockey with the Carolina Thunderbirds of the FPHL. And then, you know, as we were saying, just kind of the quick turnaround here in late October, and I'm so fortunate to find myself here in Saginaw with the Spirit now.
So, and the welcome to the Spirit really comes into play because, my goodness, we got a game tonight at home. Then you got to go on the road for a couple of games this weekend, so it's going to be a quick turnaround for you.
Yeah, there's really no time to be nervous, no time to worry about anything. There's only time to just get into it and get after it. I'm so excited for, you know, tonight, home game against Kingston to really hit the ground running, and then, you know, on to Kitchener and Oshawa this weekend. So a lot of good hockey coming up, and like you were saying early on, a couple of big bounce back wins last weekend for the Spirit. So the question now is, you know, how much momentum is going to carry over into this Thursday night, and how can they kind of replicate that success?
Do you have knowledge of the Ontario Hockey League, or what's your perspective on that?
Well, it's something that our head coach in Carolina was Garrett Rutledge. He was an assistant coach here with the Spirit for a number of seasons, and so as I got to, you know, develop a relationship more with him, he was saying, hey, you know, like, you know, the OHL is, you know, it's one heck of a league, and just the more I talked to him, the more I learned about the league, the more I started thinking, like, yeah, this might be a pretty good destination one day. Obviously, not knowing what was coming down the pipe, but just the more I learned about it, and the more I got a sense for what the league was about and what these teams were like, the more I like the idea of being around here.
And do you have a hockey background? Is it your sport? Have you played sport?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I played growing up, but, you know, there's a reason I'm sitting behind a microphone right now and not in the goal crease where I started my hockey journey. But I think it's one of those things that, I mean, the reason I enjoy, because I've done play-by-play for a number of different sports, obviously none as frequently as hockey, because that, I mean, obviously it is my favorite sport. It's my sport. It's what I know the best. And I think that's the reason why I've been fortunate enough to get to this position, is because, you know, if you don't have passion for the game you're calling, I mean, you're not going to, there's only so far you can get. There's only, you know, so many steps you can take. So I think it's just, I mean, I can't tell you how lucky I am to be here and how happy I am.
And Goose, I'm guessing it's that passion for the game that you probably have recognized when you were talking and interviewing Dylan, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he has an excellent call. He has an NHL caliber call, and our fans will see that. You're going to see tonight why we hired Dylan. We had Ken Daniels from the Red Wings to give us some support. Certainly Brian Proud and Dave Drinkle, also our general manager, assistant general manager, looked at all these calls, and all three of them agreed that Dylan Clark was NHL caliber. So our fans are going to love his call. High energy, and he really exemplifies what we stand for with the Saginaw Spirit, with the energy level.
And as you mentioned, I mean, Goose, it is the connection to the fans, obviously through the play-by-play, but so much of the other connection of communications that Dylan is going to be engaged in. So it's an important position with your franchise.
No, it really is, and there's so many facets to the job. And like I say, Dylan Clark checked all the boxes, and it's just the professionalism that he displayed through the process of the interview certainly earned him this position. And we'll have him for a while, but I got a feeling that you're going to be hearing Dylan Clark's call in professional hockey in not too distant future.
Well, as you said, as much as it's here today, NHL tomorrow for the players, it is for other members of the organization too. Goose, thanks for taking some of your time this morning to talk some Spirit hockey and introduce Dylan to us. And we'll be listening in and encouraging fans to head out to the Dow Event Center tonight to get that big victory against Kingston.
Yeah, go Spirit.
All right, Goose Goslin, again, president, managing partner on the phone. And Dylan will say the same thing to you. Your first chance behind the microphone tonight. And we wish you well. And
thank you.
Welcome to the Spirit family, and welcome to, of course, our association here on WSTW as well. It's good to have you in studio.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
All right. You're expected every week now.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday mornings after the 7:30 news. Spirit hockey tonight, by the way. It is a 6:50 broadcast, and then this weekend, as the Spirit go on the road, tomorrow in Kitchener and Sunday in Oshawa. It's a 7:15 on Friday, and it's a 6:50. Make that 5:50 on Sunday, all on 100.5 WSW and online at WSW.com. Choose the local sports stream if you're trying to stream Spirit Hockey.